From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Dow's off more than 200 points, or more than 1.75%, sliding below the 11,000 mark for the first time in a week. Several factors are apparently rattling investors. China hiked its rates in an attempt to head off rising inflation. With the close on the market, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports from New York that corporate earnings reports out today are also rattling investors.
We've already had some disappointments. Apple said that its profit forecasts would miss expectations. We also had IBM come out and say that service contracts are down somewhat. Those kinds of things are just kind of adding to fears that the economy is just continuing to slow down, and that's spooking the markets.
NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York. U.S. and Pakistani officials begin 3 days of talks in Washington tomorrow and are trying to smooth over the latest tensions in their relations. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has details.
This is the third round of the U.S.-Pakistan strategic dialogue, and it comes shortly after Pakistan temporarily closed a NATO supply route into Afghanistan to protest a cross-border U.S. helicopter strike that left two Pakistani frontier guards dead. Deputy Special Representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan, Frank Ruggiero, says the U.S. is now hoping to move on and persuade Pakistan to do more to fight insurgents.
They have taken on various extremist groups. We would call for them to do the same thing in North Waziristan on organizations like the Haqqani Network, and we'll continue that discussion with them.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and her Pakistani counterpart are leading the talks, which also include Pakistan's army chief. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
The NFL will immediately begin suspending players for dangerous hits that violate rules already on the books, especially those involving helmets. NPR's Tom Goldman describes what the NFL announcement means for football players.
You will probably see referees throwing more penalty flags. The NFL also said today that NFL officials have the right to eject them from a game if they see fit. And the NFL wants to remind officials that they have that power and they want to see that happen. What the NFL would like to see is a defensive player adjusting his target area when tackling, not aiming for the head or neck, but, as they say, wrapping up a player more, like they used to do in the old days.
NPR's Tom Goldman. Sunday, Monday, today, fans are remembering the man voted one of the 50 greatest TV dads of all time. Tom Bosley of Happy Days. He passed away this morning from heart failure at the age of 83. Bosley's television career continued long after Happy Day celebrated 11 seasons with roles on Murder, She Wrote and The Father Dowling Mysteries. This is NPR. Federal mine safety inspectors issued more than 300 safety citations and orders during a September blitz targeting 15 coal mines in 8 states. NPR's Howard Berkus reports that 4 of the mines are owned by Massey Energy, which also operates the Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia.
And it was the deadly explosion at Upper Big Branch in April that prompted these surprise inspections at coal mines, considered habitual violators of safety laws, or experiencing dangerous rock falls, infusions of explosive gases, or problems with ventilation. Federal mine inspectors seized the phone systems in some mines so that workers on the surface could not warn miners underground. Massey Energy's 4 coal mines on the list include its Freedom No. 1 mine in Kentucky, which has had 6 rock falls since August. But 3 Kentucky mines owned by other companies received more citations in the blitz. Shortly after the inspection results were announced, Massey said it would briefly shut down production in all its underground coal mines next week to focus on violations and safety. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Protests have been heating up in France, and French President Nicolas Sarkozy was clearly fuming at a news conference today. Sarkozy threatened to take action against anyone who attacked police during demonstrations against his administration's pension reform plans. This after students today pelted rocks at police who in turn fired tear gas. Workers across France have protested against Sarkozy's plan to raise France's retirement age from 60 to 62. They've snarled traffic, shut down business, and most recently put a big dent in gas supplies. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.